what's up? Welcome back to another awesome episode of Life in Air Show podcast. If you've never tuned in before, the Life in Air Show is all about helping people live amazing lives and amazing businesses. I believe you should and can have both. My name is Jason Wojo and Polish Peter is my co-host. Dude, we got a cool episode today, man. We're going to talk about how to free up time in your personal life.
Yep. So if you ever had that conversation going on, I don't have time, this is the episode for you. If you don't have time, this is the episode for you.
So check this out. Like, so I did a little bit of online research. I pulled out my my Sherlock Holmes magnifying glass and looked at all these different sites, and I came across some interesting information, man. So check this out. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics,
Can we trust that? I mean, it is government.
It is government, in all fairness. It is, yeah. So guys, listen, like, take this with a grain of salt, but it is so, it's the best we got.
And we just got canceled, dude.
We did. We're in big trouble now. But, like, let's continue with this. So, according to their 2023 American Time Use Survey, individuals age 15 and above spend an average of just about 2 hours, it's technically 1.92 hours, on household activities per day. And so that's 2 hours per day, or approximately 58 hours per month. Now, so by the way, guys, you guys know I have all these degrees, none of them are math, so we're just gonna round, okay? So 60 hours a month, 2 hours a day. And so why is that important? Like, who cares? Well, look at it this way. What would you do and what would you give to get back 60 hours of your time a month? Like, think about that. Like, that is a
week and a half of full-time work.
Yeah, dude. And that's 3 weeks of Life in Air style work. You know, actually, so one of our team members, Angel, she's a rock star. We were pulling out, she uses Toggle to track her time. And her numbers, we literally just looked at it today. Her average hours are 3.6 hours Monday through Friday.
So, she charges you for 20?
Oh, dude, I'm getting charged for like 80, man. Yeah, she's making out like a bandit. No, she delivers. But here, check it out. So that's literally 3 weeks of a Life in Air style work life, because like most Life in Airs, they go to the Get a Life Getaway. And they figure out they want to work 20 hours a week. So we literally just free up 3 hours a week for us by looking at this stuff. And so let's kind of dive into this. So it says food prep and cleanup is 39 minutes a day. All right. We got interior cleaning, 22 minutes a day. And by the way, you go to BLS.gov, you can find these stats for yourself. Laundry, guess how many minutes a day, Peter, for laundry?
I don't know, 45.
It's only 11, I guess, but I guess it's because they probably have a washing machine.
Okay, you got a washing machine. Okay, all right.
And then we got lawn, garden, landscaping, 10 minutes a day. So,
lawn, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they spread it out.
They're breaking it down per day.
Yeah, breaking it up. Okay.
So, check this out. But here's where it gets interesting. So this says these figures indicate, I'm reading, these figures indicate on average individuals spend about 20 hours per month on food prep and cleanup, 11 hours on interior cleaning, and 5.5 hours on laundry, 5 hours on lawn and garden care. So this leads up to our 60 hours. So check this out. Now, I then looked up what would it cost for us to have somebody do these things for us?
Mm-hmm.
And it did vary a little bit based on which part of the country you're in. And I saw some differences here, but check this out. House cleaning, on average, $16.75 to $25 per hour. Lawn care, $15.80 to $23.28 per hour. And cooking and laundry, average is $18.21 per hour. So if we average that out, and again, easy math, let's say $20 per hour, all right? That means literally for $1,200 a month, guys, listen, $1,200 a month, you can gain 60 hours of your time. Dude, like when I read this, I was like blown away. But also check this out. If you're a homeowner, you have extra stuff that you're doing. You're changing air filters. Yeah. You're like, this isn't conclusive. This isn't comprehensive. This is including everything. This is like some of just the average stuff. So it's probably even more. So think about this though, dude. where could you find in your business an employee that could do this stuff for $1,200? And we will hire somebody for work, but we won't hire somebody to do things for us like in our private life. Now, some of us may be like, well, hold on, I'm getting a tax deduction for the business stuff. Yeah, for the business stuff. Okay, so great. Yeah. So you are, let's say you're in a 30% tax bracket, so you're saving yourself, you know, whatever, $400. So that means you're actually paying, without the tax deduction, $1,600 personally, you know, because you're not getting the deduction. Who cares? Can you, as a business owner, can you generate more than $1,600 in a month off of 60 hours of work? Now, by the way, I'm not saying you should work the 60 hours, but yeah. I want to paint a picture for you of the value of your time compared to the value of doing these little things that, like, unless it's in your vision, like, dude, I don't know about you, but doing laundry is not in my vision, you know? We actually just had the house cleaners come to our house today, like, and I love the way it smells, but, like, dude, like, where else can you get that return? You know, like, there's nowhere.
All right. So why do you think people hesitate to do them? Well, maybe they're not aware. I think that's step one. Now that you're aware, kind of a thing, why do people don't do that?
Dude, I think it's because I'm oversimplifying this because some people won't even hire somebody in their business when they need to hire this. So
right.
Like,
yep.
So let's take that off the table for a second because we can talk about that.
Now think about it.
So now you're some people already struggle with in business, and now you're asking to do it in their personal life, and people are like, "What?" Now, but now think about it, dude. The first time I start, so the first thing I hired out was my lawn. Is that the first thing? Yeah. So the first thing I hired out was my lawn, and at first, dude, I kind of felt like, and this is years ago now, but like, I felt like I was lazy. Like, who am I? Like, some rich person to like have somebody do my work for me, you know? Like, and like you almost feel like there's almost this icky feeling of having somebody else do your work for you, you know? Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, because I mean, think about it. As we were growing up, we're not taught to operate that way. Think about it, your own house. You got to take care of your house, and you know, like if you look at, you know, your parents or someone that grew up with, what did they do? Did they hire out? You know, what's the examples that you had beforehand? Like, thinking back for myself, when I was growing up, watching my uncle, he did everything himself. He built his entire house himself, all the furniture in his house, everything. Because the idea is that I'm saving money, kind of. I don't know if it was like that for him, but in a lot of the conversation, when I have in the coaching conversation, I'm saving money. So that's why I don't go and hire somebody out, because, you know, and then there is another conversation of the perfectionism. And then there is a conversation about, well, if I, you know, nobody can do it as well as me, and all kinds of those limiting beliefs, right? So then when it comes to hiring someone on the personal level, the lazy part, yeah, that comes up too, you know, well, maybe I'm looking like I'm lazy, or it's actually fear, because then I actually now have to do things that need to be done in my business or do some revenue generating activities, and that can seem scary. But if I don't hire somebody, then I can just go and mow the lawn and do all that kind of stuff. So I'm busy, so I have time to do all that kind of stuff, right now. So there's a whole bunch of different conversations that might show up, but it totally makes sense to what you're saying, because freeing up those hours, think about it this way, in a regular 40-hour workday, that's week and a half. That's 3 weeks in life on their life. Yeah. That you freeing up to be able to do, and just that one simple little thing, you know?
And like literally this one thing, and I just like, for me, it was so much of like, I'm lazy, I'm spoiled, I'm rich, I'm like, I have all these like, oh, you must be, so you have any Grey Poupon with that? Like, totally like, you know, like I must
you
think
don't
I'm,
have a Grey Poupon.
I think I'm something better than somebody else because I have like a house cleaner or someone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I felt this. I'm like, man, I feel like, you know, this feels weird to me. Like I feel like this wasn't the way I was raised. Because like same thing here, man. Like my dad refinished our entire basement by himself. Like, and to have other people do that stuff, like it was a big mental shift for me. But I'll tell you, it started one thing at a time. So like it started with the lawn, then house cleaners. Now I have somebody come to my house and they'll detail the car. Like, and I just kept looking at the things that I didn't want. And by the way, like food might be on the list, man. Like,
Does somebody eat for you?
No, like, I would actually like that. I'm not a big eater, but like,
prep food, yeah. I mean, that would be awesome.
Prep your food for you. Like, because like, we already, you know, like Instacart is a move in the right direction, right? Like, if you don't like grocery shopping, then go. Now, listen, but if you love grocery shopping, then go for it. But like,
yeah.
Dude, I don't really like doing that stuff. So like, you know, find a way to, and again, like, I'm not saying you have to work all those hours that you saved, but like, is it worth your time to be able to spend those hours in quality time with your spouse or with your kids or with your friends or learning or reading or exercising? Like, I don't know, man. Like, I think there's a lot of this. It's almost like dead weight in our monthly calendar that like isn't adding anything substantial to our lives.
Yeah, I get you, man.
Hey, we'll get right back to the episode, but before we do, I want to tell you about something really special. We have an upcoming Business Builder Workshop in Raleigh, North Carolina, my hometown, from November 13th to the 15th. It's a three-day event. It's essentially a three-day MBA. We've actually had people say, I've learned more from 3 days with you guys than I have in 2 years of business school. We unpack from A to Z what it takes to be successful in business. From a high level, an armchair, a theoretical approach, but a proven practical in the trenches approach. We talk about sales, we talk about marketing, we talk about business development, we talk about outsourcing, automation, delegation, like managing your money, making sure you have everything in place. Like it's awesome, dude. Peter co-facilitates these with me. Peter, what would you say to somebody who's thinking about coming out to Business Builder?
Well, if you want to have a business that supports your life, not the other way around, this is the place where we actually sit down and for 3 days create a business that basically supports your life. So you can go on vacations, you can spend time with the family, you can actually do what you were setting out to do. So we'd love to see you there and dig deep into the business and see how I can help you.
And I'll also say this, you know, for those of you who are skeptical, and I realize 3 days is a long time to ask, we have a 100% money back guarantee. You come to the entire event. Not the first half of the first day where, you know, you may stay there because you're afraid we're going to cover something good on the second day. Come to the full 3 days. And if it's not worth every single penny you paid to be there, we will gladly refund all of that money right there and then to you. We've never had a single person ask for that back, though, just for your information. So, again, November 13th through 15th, the Life in Air Business Builder Workshop. Go to lifeinair.com and register now. Let's get back to the episode.
So, listen, have you figured out how to outsource going to the gym? You get how to get somebody to work out for you?
So that is not happened yet, and I don't think that will, unfortunately. Well, dude, and so listen though, that's the other thing. It's funny you mentioned that though, because that was one of the reasons why in the back of my head I'm like, well, if I start like hiring people to do the stuff I don't want to do, I'm going to get lazy. And then I'm going to stop wanting to go to the gym, and I'm going to stop, you know, doing all the things that only I can do, because I'm going to have this new sense of entitlement and like, you know, laziness and slovenliness, if that's a word. That was literally another fear I had, you know, what kind of person am I going to become? Like lazy.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing, the more we talk about these fears and everything just popped into my head. They barely ever come actually true. You know, the percentage of the fear actually happening that you're afraid of, it's probably very, very small. You know what I mean? So, you know, in this particular context, in this conversation, I would just, you know, for you listening, take one of these things. You don't have to outsource the whole entire, you know, house stuff. Just do one thing, whether it's, you know, mowing the lawn, whether it's cleaning, you know, maybe somebody just does dishes for you. Start with one thing, you know what I mean? And then build yourself up and you're going to start seeing some freedom in your life. But then it becomes, in those hours, you have to be, I think, very intentional during those hours, that if somebody is out there mowing the lawn during those hours, you have to probably do some kind of a revenue generating activity, because if you don't, what's going to be looking from the perspective, I have somebody else and now I'm being kind of lazy and whatever, and you're going to quickly start, you know what, I just go back and do it, and then you're going to, you know, get somebody else to, you know, just fire them.
Well, you know, man, I have a different angle on that. Like, I'm wondering, like, what if, and this would be a great exercise to like test your comfort level, is like, what if, how would it feel for you to like literally sit back in your lawn chair outside on your patio, sipping a drink, watching somebody else mow your lawn? Like, how would it, like, literally, like, think about that. Like, would that be something that would be like uncomfortable for you? Would it be awesome? Would it be like, you know, a sense of like, oh man, like I'm making it happen. Like a celebration. Like that'd be interesting. Like to see how you react. Right. Like you're seeing this guy walk back and forth sweating and dying. And like, and you're sitting there like, you know, with your iced tea, like
try it on and come back to us and then give us some
report. Man.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I get it, man. And it's, you know, one thing just popped into my head as we were talking to her, that's either the revenue generating or literally your life vision activities.
Yeah.
Because think about it this way. At the end of your life, you know, what are some of the should have, could have, would have's? You know, are you going to be, man, I should have mowed that lawn? Or are you going to be, man, I should have went out for a walk with my wife and kids or eat dinner with them or whatever it might be. That, you know, otherwise you had to, quote unquote, mow the lawn or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
So when you start to look from that perspective, might be something to consider on going and, you know, doing it in a different way.
Yeah. Yep. Well, listen, you guys, hopefully, you know, you're literally looking at a little over 14 grand for an entire year to have all of these things done for you. And to Peter's point, you don't have to start with all of them. Start with like one, the thing you detest the most, or you find that's the most annoying or frustrating, or you don't like it. And then see how you feel from that. And maybe, listen, maybe you just do two or three things and you're spending $5,000 a year, whatever. It doesn't matter. The point is like, start valuing your time more, certainly more than money, especially in these regards to low level activities that you shouldn't be doing to begin with, unless it's in your vision. Hope you find it valuable. As always, you want to continue the conversation, go join us in our Life in Air Facebook group. You can find us there as well. And hopefully we'll see you at a Life in Air event too, and help you create an awesome life and a great business. We'll see you next week, everyone. Take care.